Christian aid agencies say Pakistan's quake survivors feel forgotten. An anti-conversion bill resurfaces in eastern India, and explosive church growth comes to India in the wake of the tsunami. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. We begin today in Pakistan, an area somewhat forgotten in the wake of this year's natural disasters. International AIDS President Miles Fish says that if this earthquake had happened just over a year ago, it would have been the largest disaster they've ever responded to. Now, Fish says it's their responsibility to get the word out.
Even though Pakistan did not get as much attention in the press, there have been 80,000 fatalities, and there are still thousands of people that are trying to survive in very cold winter conditions in the mountains of Pakistan.
Fish says IA is doing everything they can to respond to the desperate needs there.
All of these people who have been affected are creations of the God that we serve. They're loved by Him, and I think it's appropriate for us to have concern about their physical needs. But beyond that, we like to ask people to continue to pray that we will have the opportunities to build the kind of relationships that are necessary so that we can share our faith in Christ.
We turn next to eastern India, where the government of Jharkhand state is considering an anti-conversion bill. While the legislation is aimed at protecting the tribal culture, Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton calls it an area of concern.
The idea of the bill is that nobody can be converted through enticement or through bribery or through paying them off, which is a good thing. The sad thing is what this bill will be used for is to harass Christian ministries who are reaching people simply with the message of the gospel.
Which could have a chilling effect on evangelistic work. Nettleton says they haven't seen the wording of the bill yet, but there's been precedent set in 5 states.
If it is similar to the bills that we have seen in some of the individual states in India, as well as in nearby Sri Lanka, it will likely have a fine associated maybe with a first offense and could eventually, with repeated offenses, lead to jail time.
You're listening to Mission Network News. India lost more than 16,000 people to the tsunami a year ago as villages were wiped out along its southern coast. Mission India's Dave Straver says many of the survivors who were struggling before the tsunami were left with no industry after the disaster. And that's where their long-term ministry plans have seen the greatest response.
We have invested a lot in training in job skills and literacy. We have about 15,000 people now in our literacy and job skill classes.
Many times it was the Christians who brought aid, while others failed to respond at all.
They are just exuberant about the opportunity to minister that's been presented to them. Prior to the tsunami, this was a fairly closed region, quite hostile, in fact, to any kind of Christian work, and it's a complete change of situation.
The upshot is that because of the testimony of their teams, people have felt the living gospel. The end result, Straver says, is that
our partners in the area are confident that there will be a new church started in every single village that was affected by the tsunami, and several dozen of those churches have already been begun through our work, and we're expecting upwards of 5,000 baptisms.
Meanwhile, spiritual warfare in Mozambique is oppressing OMS international workers. The Light of Christ is still at work. OMS is currently constructing a seminary building to train nationals for ministry, but funds for finishing the building in the coming months are low. Missionaries and national workers are planning a training seminar in February, so pray that God will provide the funding for the seminary to enable more workers to be trained. Finally, it's a unique way to share the hope of the gospel, but WideNet International Ministries will be hosting business and technology conferences throughout Venezuela in March. WideNet works alongside the local church to reach professionals and train local believers to do follow-up ministry that'll lead many conference attendees to faith in Christ. They anticipate more than 1,000 people will attend their workshops, and they need donations of used laptop computers. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is making available Rick Warren's Ministry Toolbox, a weekly newsletter that helps church leaders guide congregations into better health, worship, fellowship, discipleship, ministry, and evangelism. It's free. Sign up by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.